Well, again, welcome everyone to the Day of Atonement, and this is the year 2014. So most of us have been doing this for a long time, and yet it's like a rehearsal. You know, we're here, and obviously we need to turn over to Leviticus 23 and verses 1 and 2. So Leviticus 23 to start with here. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocation, these are my feasts." So again, these aren't mine, they're not the Jews, they're not yours, they are God's feasts. And we could also say they are His appointments, and that's how that word could be translated there, these feasts and so on. So again, they're holy convocations, that's why we're here. So this is a holy, a little bit more so you might say in a weekly Sabbath, because this is a double Sabbath, isn't it? So it's not only the Day of Atonement, it's also the weekly Sabbath. So, all right, now let's drop down to verses 26 to 32 to lay our groundwork here to set the stage, so to speak. So let's go down to verse 26. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Also the tenth day of this seventh month shall be a Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls." And that's talking about fasting, so hopefully none of us have done that yet. You know, we can wait till sunset to feed our face again. But anyway, we are to afflict our souls and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And you shall do no work on that same day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. Verse 29. For any person who is not afflicted of soul on that same day, he shall be cut off from his people. Well, we definitely don't want to be cut off from God. And any person who does any work on that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. Sounds pretty severe for God, doesn't it? So we need to really pay attention to this. Verse 31, you shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever. Interesting. Statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Sabbath, a solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls. On the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. So from evening to evening, from sunset to sunset. So God's very specific here, isn't he? He's telling us to go the whole thing. Don't short this day because you're fasting, see, and run out and get something to eat, you know, as soon as the sun rises or sets or whatever. But anyway, we do are to keep it anyway for a 24-hour period there. Okay, so we sort of looked at the Old Testament where it's commanded. Let's go over and see what the Apostle Paul did. Let's see an example in the New Testament here. One verse, and this is Acts 27, verse 9, and well, two verses, 9 and 10. We'll read this a little bit in context here anyway. So Acts 27. Obviously, this is different at the end of his ministry anyway, because Acts is only like 28 chapters long, and we're in chapter 27. So verses 9 and 10, and it says, "Now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, 'Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but of our lives.'" So anyway, he mentioned the fast. Now if you look in your center index, my center index says, "The Day of Atonement, late September or early October." So the translator, whoever put these margins together, they knew that. But anyway, again, the fast, you know, they just abbreviated it. Obviously, if we were talking to someone of our faith and said, "Well, on the fast," chances are they would know what day it is, right? So sort of the same thing way back then. Okay. Now let's go over to Revelation, chapter 20, 1 to 3. And this is my last scripture. So like I said, this is going to be short. Again, just sort of setting the stage for everything here for this day. So Revelation 20, verses 1 to 3. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon," that serpent, talking about Satan, the devil here, "of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while." So the Day of Atonement portrays the binding and removal of Satan the devil for 1,000 years so that mankind at last may be made at one with God. And if we take that word atone, that's what it means, at one. You know, we're to become at one with God. We're to be reconciled to God. So again, remember, We are to be at one with God. And that's what the Day of Atonement means. Okay? Time for another song.